Advertising your business with GCN is simple, effective,
and more affordable than you might think.
Visit advertise.gcnlive.com for more info. Take your business to the next level.
USA Radio News with Lance Pry.
United States inflation data hit a milestone high last month amid surging gas prices and skyrocketing rents climbing to 8.5%. The Bureau of Labor Statistics reported Tuesday the highest rate since December of 1981 and an increase from February's 7.9%. Former President Obama economic advisor Austin Goolsbee on Bloomberg.
It's a trailing average of the last 12 months. So 11 of the 12 months, we already know. All that happens is we drop off 1 month from a year ago, and all eyes really should be on what are those new months coming in and how high is inflation.
The Kremlin's propaganda machine has been working overtime. American intelligence officials are reporting Russia may use the Biden administration's support for Ukraine as a pretext to interfere in U.S. elections come November. We are USA Radio News.
I need some extra money. Do I qualify for the Earned Income Tax Credit?
Use the EITC Assistant tool. With just a little information, this tool helps you calculate eligibility with ease and accuracy, get an estimate of how much credit you qualify for, and get a printout of your results before you prepare your return or visit your tax preparer. To use the EITC Assistant tool and see if you're eligible to claim the credit, visit irs.gov/EITC.
Every day we take steps to keep the people we love safe, but some health risks are easy to miss. Ticks hiding in the yard can spread germs, like the ones that cause Lyme disease. Mice searching for food can spread bacteria that makes us sick. Mosquitoes lay eggs in standing water and can spread West Nile virus and more. Cockroaches are drawn to water in the home, leaving behind allergens that can trigger asthma attacks. Common pests can threaten our health. Learn how to protect your family at pestworld.org.
A massive lockdown in Shanghai, China has put roughly 26 million people in their homes by forceful Chinese government officials. No one is allowed to leave their residential compounds, even to buy food. Over the weekend, Dr. Anthony Fauci put COVID responsibility onto the people of America. Looks like Philadelphia, Pennsylvania didn't get that memo. Tim Berg reports.
Time to break out the masks again in Philadelphia. The city's health department reinstating a mask mandate for indoor public spaces as COVID-19 cases rise. But Health Commissioner Dr. Cheryl Bettengol says the uptick in cases does not have to upend daily life.
We do not believe that there's any reason to panic or to avoid activities we enjoy and that are important to us. Our city remains open. By wearing masks, we can continue to go about our daily lives and continue to take part in the life of our city without contributing to increasing transmission of COVID-19.
The mandate set to take effect April 18th.
We are USA Radio News.
Do the letters IRS give you anxiety? I'm Dan Pilla. I've defended people from the IRS for more than 40 years. My book, How to Get Tax Amnesty, created the tax resolution industry and is responsible for helping hundreds of thousands of people. It can help you, too. If you're a non-filer or facing IRS enforcement right now, your case is unique. You need real help, not cookie-cutter advice. My clients get my personal attention. Buy my book at danpilla.com and get a free consultation directly with me. That's danpilla.com. Let's start solving your tax problem right now.
Iran has added 24 U.S. officials and people to its blacklist of sanctioned individuals over charges of terrorism and violation of human rights of the Iranian people. The sanctions, U.S. officials called a campaign to bring Iran a new nuke deal. The Biden administration will end Title 42 on May 23rd. Louisiana Attorney General Jeff Landry says this is intentional by Biden to create chaos at the border.
But I think there's a number of reasons. Number one, it's important to put into context that Joe Biden and the entire Democrats' policy in regard to immigration, they don't care whether it's legal or illegal. They tend to wave on the side of illegality. In other words, they want to respect the rights of non-citizens, those trying to enter into this country illegally, than they do their own particular citizen. And this has been a case throughout America, whether you're dealing with sanctuary cities or whether you're dealing with Title 42. Because remember, many Americans are still subject to many COVID policies. If you get on an airplane, you have to wear a mask. Federal workers have to take a shot. Department of Defense employees, like our great men and women who serve in the Army, are being forced to be vaccinated, while non-citizens they're just ignoring any of the COVID policies and saying, just come on in, let's create as much chaos as we can at the border.
Lance Pry, USA Radio News.
Why have thousands of aspiring authors teamed up with Christian Faith Publishing to publish their book? Because Christian Faith Publishing is an author-friendly publisher who understands that your labor is more than just a book. We provide authors freedom and flexibility throughout the publishing process, professional book editing, award-winning design, and some of the highest royalty structures in the publishing industry. And as always, you will retain 100% of the rights to your book.
I was looking to find a company that I could trust, one that assisted in the editing process completely.
The most important qualities that I was looking for was a publisher who was honest and upfront. No hidden costs or fees and owning the rights to my own work.
Christian Faith Publishing will publish, market, and sell your books in all major bookstores, online booksellers, as well as specialty Christian bookstores. Call for your free author submission kit.
800-978-4811. 800-978-4811. 800-978-4811. That's 800-978-4811.
This is Bill Martinez.
6 minutes after the top of the hour, hello America, Bill Martinez here. Good to have you with us. Our next guest says Donald Trump, Charlie Kirk, the Babylon Bee, Juanita Broderick, and thousands of other conservatives can't tweet. But the CCP, Taliban, and many of the greatest threats to the world can. Big tech companies have launched a digital war against conservatives, a war that we must win. Alex Bershowitz, welcome to the show. Good to have you with us.
Thanks for having me, Bill. Great to be here.
Well, congratulations on the new book, Winning the Social Media War, How Conservatives Can Fight Back, Reclaim the Narrative, and Turn the Tides Against the Left. This is a book that has been long in coming because, as we all know, conservatives have been stifled and frustrated because we think we live in a constitutional republic that guarantees our freedom of speech. But that's not the case, clearly.
It's not the case, Bill. You're exactly right. And we can't let this continue anymore. And this has been going on for far too long. Back in 2017, when it really first started, people like Alex Jones, Laura Loomer, and a little bit more of that, a lot of people classify the far right, right? They would be censored and banned. And a lot of Republicans in elected positions, they just turned a blind eye to it, and they said it's not going to happen to us. And just fast forward just a couple of years, the power that, you know, the inaction from the Republican Party has given to these Silicon Valley cartels, it's just an incredible amount of power. They have significantly too much influence, and we need to take them head on. A dear friend of mine, Juanita Broderick, as you mentioned, you read my tweet earlier. She's 80 years old. She's a grandma. She's a Bill Clinton rape survivor, and she's a wonderful woman. She makes her income. She's 80 years old. She makes her income off of Twitter, and they banned her. She's a grandma, but the Taliban, the CCP, Putin, all of these other people who are dangerous people, they have access to their platforms, but an 80-year-old grandma now doesn't. It's sick, it's wrong, and we got to fight back.
Well, what have we learned from history, Alex, about squelching speech?
Well, we've learned that the guys that are on the side of silencing people are never the good guys. And so they don't want the truth to get out there. If you look at, you know, Hitler and Stalin and all of the strong men throughout history, the fascists, right? They're the ones that burn the books and they say you can't say certain things. Here in America, the First Amendment has four pillars. It's the freedom of speech, freedom of press, freedom of assembly, and freedom of religion. And, you know, all of these things are basically under attack right now. But it's so important that we protect all four of those. And so my book doesn't just complain about what's happening. It lays out a plan of action from an everyday American standpoint to a legislative standpoint about how each and every one of us can fight back, do our part. And so we have to say enough is enough. Every person deserves access to these new public squares, the new town squares, social media, and so it's a God-given constitutional right.
Well, politicians, the modern-day politicians, and particularly from the left, interestingly enough, are wondering, saying, why can't we all get along? But yet it is the progressives, it is the left, it's the Democratic Party that wants to violate these four pillars that you referred to.
Yeah, but on top of it, Bill, I think it's so important that, you know, your conservative audience understands that it's also the rhinos that are so happy with the silencing and the censorship of strong conservative voices. I truly believe that the biggest beneficiaries of Donald Trump losing his platform are weak rhinos like Mitch McConnell and others who aren't going to face the criticism from his 81 million followers. If President Trump was able to log on to Twitter and say Mitch McConnell's doing a bad thing, and all of a sudden he had 81 million followers going after Mitch McConnell, and it makes a world of a difference. And so rhinos totally are so happy that Donald Trump and his some of his strongest supporters are being silenced and censored. And so it's so important. One of the biggest things that we can do to win the social media war is electing strong conservatives who understand the threat of big tech and who want to use the power of government, abuse it, but use it to take on these companies who are silencing us and who are, destroying things that we love about our nation.
Well, Alex, I think it's quite clear. We wouldn't have the president that we have right now if it had not been because of the cabal of corporate America, the media all in. And as you said, I mean, we knew the Democrats, they'd been resisting from day one. And in spite of that, look at what 45 was able to do on behalf of the country. But unfortunately, there were, as you mentioned, you know, rhinos, those Republicans in name only, and we know who they are. And hopefully, conservatives in these states will vote them out and make sure that they put in their place true conservatives that are fighting the cause for the Democratic Republic. That is only part one. Part two is then you got to follow up and make sure you hold them accountable, because there's just something about the environment of the Beltway that takes a conservative's ideology and mollifies it and makes it amenable to their, to their policies.
No, you're absolutely right. I think you put that so elegantly. And, we talked about early on about the cabal of the different people working against President Trump. They bragged about it. They say it was a fortified election. I say it's a rigged and stalled election. Mm-hmm. When you have the media, the big tech companies working together to censor true stories about a guy who's a notorious crackhead named Hunter Biden, they refused to allow that story to spread online. They said it was fake news. And then 14 months into the disastrous Biden regime, they come out and say, actually, that's a true story. And now he's under investigation. And now they're so happy to report on it. And so you have to stop and ask yourself, why is the media so interested now? They're probably trying to get rid of Biden because they know he's a failure. They're gonna fortify the presidency for Kamala Harris, which is might even be worse. But it's a disgrace. And Republicans were totally asleep at the wheel, either because they hate President Trump and his movement just as much as the Democrats do, or they're just in on it altogether. But a lot of conservatives, they do run, and they promise a lot of change, and they promise to be different. But you're also right. They get to the Beltway. They start taking something that I call swamp money, and then their views change, and they no longer represent the views or the interests of the people who sent them there. They start representing the interests of K Street and Wall Street.
Exactly.
And we got to hold them accountable.
Well, Alex, see, this is the paradigm people need to understand, is you elect somebody, they go to the Beltway, and right away, as part of their orientation, they are taught immediately that they need to start campaigning for their reelection on day one. So it's all about raising money and getting reelected. It's no longer about the people's business. When getting reelected takes priority over serving the people, you get the government that we have today, and you get rhinos, and you get people that are disingenuous to their constituency because they're led to believe, well, my constituency back home, they're in podunk zip code over there, and they don't really understand the nuances and the intricacies of the Beltway. And thank God, lucky for them, they have me here to represent them, so to speak. That's how they try to convince themselves of doing a mediocre job on behalf of the people. And Donald Trump challenged them. He says, hey, how would you like to win? Especially the Republican Party. It's been so long since they had been winners, they didn't know what winning looked like. And here it was. They were winning in spite of all the resistance and all the lying and cheating the Democrats were doing. And meanwhile, they just stood back and allowed this president to be impeached twice. to stall his efforts on behalf of the American people. Oh, right. He was the same president that gave us energy independence, that sealed up our border, that gave us strength and standing on the international stage, that was holding NATO accountable. I guess those were all bad things there, Alex. Pause real quick, and we'll be back and pick it up from there. More from Alec Brushwitz after this.
Frustrated trying to get business capital? Want to take the slow process and rejection out of the equation? GCNLoans.com removes the slow, irritating approval process. Instead, get quick, simple funding. Powered by David Allen Capital, 80% of our pre-qualified clients are approved in days. Pre-qualify at GCNLoans.com and get your money this week. It's that easy. GCNLoans.com. That's GCNLoans.com.
What is the ultimate survival food? If you are a prepper, then you know that the most important storage food is protein. Not just any protein, but a complete protein that supplies all 20 amino acids in their renatured and usable state. Renatured protein will be broken down into the 20 amino acids. These 20 amino acids will support muscle tissue repair, immunity, and the repair and proper functioning of every organ and tissue of your body. Carbohydrates and fats cannot do that. Stored pre-made meals, while convenient, are also already cooked and therefore denatured. The Max Planck Institute states that 50% of the amino acids making up a protein cooked to normal cooking temperatures are destroyed and therefore toxic to the liver, kidneys, and body. For the ultimate in non-denatured and virtually 100% assimilable protein that stores for decades at a time, consider getting Green Meadow Whey. The protein in Green Meadow Whey will support your energy, mood, strength, glutathione production, immunity, repair, and more. To learn more, go to bestwayprotein.net. That's bestwayprotein.net.
Silver has always been nature's very own antibiotic, and only one system allows you to generate an endless supply of natural silver solutions. SilverLungs.com. You'll find no wild claims or pseudoscience, just a lifetime of nano-sized pure silver solutions. The Silver Lungs generator allows you to make your own, so stop paying for silver solutions. The unique lung delivery system targets respiratory infections where other silver solutions simply cannot reach. See the Silver Lungs generator and lung delivery system at SilverLungs.com. That's SilverLungs.com.
If you're 65 or older and Medicare is your main source of insurance, pay close attention right now and listen for details on how you may save thousands of dollars on your health care costs. Did you know that Medicare can pay for things like dental visits, home delivery of drugs, even a gym membership? Call us right now and learn how to unlock all your Medicare benefits. Medicare and supplemental plans that we provide can even offer you drug coverage with zero copays and pay for transportation to your doctors. Medicare plans can offer you wonderful money-saving benefits, but you've got to call now. We'll help you get the most out of your Medicare. Make this free, no-obligation call now. Save a ton of money on your health care costs and get the code to unlock all your earned Medicare benefits. Paid for by Senior Choice Plans. 800-796-3954. 800-796-3954. That's 800-796-3954.
Let's say your business does $10,000 to $15,000 or more monthly revenue. There are times when you need more cash flow to run your business, right? Well, if you're a business owner in this situation, you need to call the Merchant Funding Line. We don't play by bank rules. We're a direct lender with the power to approve deals. We look at your business and we decide how much money to lend you. Good credit or bad credit, even if your business was affected by the recent pandemic. If your business is solid, we can lend you up to $500,000 in one day. That's $500,000 in one day. Use the money for anything you think is right to run your business. If you need money, call now to learn how easy it is to get up to $500,000 in as little as one day. 800-296-1229. 800-296-1229. 800-296-1229. That's 800-296-1229.
We're back with you, America, 19 minutes after the top of the hour, and we're talking with Alec Brushwitz. He's a top conservative political consultant, advises members of Congress, the Senate, former White House political appointees, and other influential conservative leaders on their public policy and political strategy needs. He's the author of a new book that is sharing how conservatives can win the social media war. So, Alex, like everything, what's next?
Well, what's next is we're going to have a red wave in 2022, but the primaries are so critical. As we were talking about earlier, electing the true America First conservatives needs to be priority number one in this upcoming election. Because as you were talking about just a couple of minutes ago, you know, Republicans aren't used to winning. And we just don't know how to win. I think that conservatives need to understand that we have been maybe winning elections, but we're really not winning the war because we're electing the wrong Republicans. We need to elect Republicans who actually understand the moment that we're in, the fight that we're in, and can actually enact policy and changes that are going to start turning the tides against the left. We've ceded ground in every major aspect of life. If you look at the crap that's coming out of Disney, what's being taught in our schools, what's happening in big tech companies, it's all because Republicans have failed to win and failed to do the right thing when they do get power.
Well, and we the people, okay, those three most powerful words in our Constitution, which is our position of authority. We do not exercise that authority. The ruling class elite are happy to take over. And they have us thinking that they are in charge when in fact they're not. And what they're most afraid of is that the people are going to figure it out. This is why they were scared to death with what happened on January the 6th. January 6th was a restatement of we the people. It was the Boston Tea Party. It was every revolutionary idea coming together against an oppressive totalitarian form of government. They stole the election and they were trying to get away with it, and they felt like they had all the cards. But the fact of the matter is look at, you know, the Democrats and all this cabal, they're getting exactly what they paid for. And it's at the expense of we the people. And we the people are going to get to the point, and I think we're nearing that, Alex, that we're tired of paying for this incompetence. We're tired of paying for the lies. And it's time for us to amass a true revolution, you know, led by we the people to take our government back. If we don't, then forget it. You know, we're heading into the stock, you know, the stockpile of nations gone by.
Yeah, no, absolutely right. And I think you make wonderful points about what happened on January the 6th. It was, you know, the people saying that we have enough. And we're talking about the peaceful protest that took place, the millions of Trump supporters who came to the Ellipse and peacefully protested. And unfortunately, their voices were drowned out. And the real reason that they were there were drowned out by the Rahabs-led FBI-involved Fed insurrection that took place. You know, where they opened the doors and let the feds go in and make it look like they were Trump supporters. It was a total setup, by the way, just like the Michigan kidnapping hoax.
Exactly.
But you're exactly right. The people have had enough, Bill, and they're going to rise up, and the revolution needs to be a peaceful one. Mm. It needs to be a peaceful one that is led at the ballot box, and by telling Republicans enough is enough. If you're not going to fight for us using the power of government and legislative means, then you're not going to get our vote anymore. You're not going to get our money anymore. Do the right thing. And it's getting to that point where Republican voters are just so tired of being lied to and let down. And you saw that in January of 2021 in the Georgia election, when the Republican voters, over 500,000 voters, stayed home because they didn't believe that the Republican Senate was fighting for them. And they were right, because on January the 6th, only 12 senators did the right thing and said the 2020 election was rigged and stolen. I'm going to debate the results of the election and raise awareness about it. We can't keep, quote unquote, winning with the wrong people, because we're never winning at that point. And so the American people deserve better. The uniparty, the establishment, has failed every single American except for the top 1%, the Bezoses and the woke billionaires who hate our way of life and who are trying to groom our children. We got to take our country back from these sickos.
Well, Alex, a clear example to your point is the state of California. You know, I was born and raised there. I now reside in Florida, but you know, and thank God for that. But still, I was able to see what happened, you know, with the uniparty takeover of the Golden State. I mean, that's a classic example. It's inarguable. It's empirical. This is what happens when you allow the Democrats to have full rule. And full rule, you can spell it either way, either F-U-L-L or F-O-O-L of the state. Either way, because this is what they've done. They've absolutely destroyed the state. Homelessness, drug addiction, open borders. It's, you can just go on and on at the level of incompetency. And the left wants California as the poster child to be all of America. And, you know, we just can't stand for it. Now, I know that you call, and most people would like to say, look at, you know, things, we would hope that they would be peaceful. You know, just like we would hope that there would have been a peaceful solution to Russia and the Ukraine. But sometimes you ignore the obvious for so long that people have had enough of it. And they're just willing, just like even when you go to the first American Revolution, there were peaceful opportunities. But England didn't want peaceful opportunities. And it got to the point where people finally had to take up arms. I'm not, you know, promoting that. I hope that we don't have to get there. But what happens, like in any kind of debate or any kind of challenge of the wills, is you've got to be prepared to be all in. And if it means that you go in and, like the January 6th Patriots, that you're going to get arrested and you're going to be put into solitary confinement, then so be it. But we have to take this country back for the sake of our kids and our grandkids.
Yeah, well, Bill, I just want to make it very clear that, you know, I have a stalker. His name's Adam Kinzinger. He's likely listening to this phone call and this radio hit. And I don't think we're at the point where we need to do anything violent. I'm calling for a peaceful revolution. Mm-hmm. I think we can get it done at the ballot box. I think that we can do it by withholding money. But, you know, we're at the point in our country where enough is enough. And I think a lot of those people who are being detained in the D.C. gulag, they're being treated so unfairly. I'm helping raise money and donate a lot of my own money to help give them constitutional rights to a speedy trial. But that's what the left wants. The left wants to taunt you into these violent mechanisms so you can say, oh, look, they're a threat. You don't need to resort to violence yet. You don't need to do the Antifa or the BLM playbook. I believe in peaceful revolutions, peaceful through the ballot box, your constitutional rights, your government rights. Just don't fall for the trap because they want that trap. They
exactly.
Want that,
no, I hear you loud and clear, Alex.
Totally set up for January 6th.
Yeah, they did just like they did, kidnapping of Governor Whitmer and so many other things that we're finding out that the FBI and these institutions that we thought we could trust, we realize we can't. It is caught with caution, you know, because the one thing about free speech is we have to maintain responsibility and we have to hold people accountable. Just like what happened in the protection, like you said, of the Hunter Biden laptop, you had 51 intelligence individuals, you know, high-ranking intelligence people within our country saying that this was Russian disinformation, and they flat-out lied and misrepresented the facts to the American people. And I say hold them accountable. You got to hold them accountable. You can't give them voice. You can't listen to them anymore. They need to be John Brenner and them. You just got to let them go. You cannot pay attention to them. They have no credibility as far as I'm concerned. We got about a minute left, and this is all about strategy, Alex, that you present in your book. What are some really key takeaways that you can give people in this last minute, and also where they can get their hands on your book?
Yeah, you can buy my book on Amazon, Barnes & Noble, really any place that sells books. It's going to be in local bookstores too, hopefully, God willing. It's been a really fun project. We interviewed folks like Donald Trump Jr., Charlie Kirk, Tommy Lahren, Trump campaign manager Brad Parscale, Rick Scott, Marjorie Taylor Greene, Madison Cawthorn. It's not just my takeaways. It's not just my thoughts on how we win the social media war. We pierce together all of these different thought leaders and conservative leaders and their takeaways. And so a lot of them is the same. It's about electing the right people who are up for the fight and willing to do the job.
Well, Godspeed, Alex Bershowitz. Thank you so much for being with us. He's the author of Social Media War, How Conservatives Can Fight Back, Reclaim the Narrative, and Turn the Tide Against the Left.
Okay, we are running a car drive right now to help veterans all across America. So if you have an old car, truck, or van, even a motorcycle or an RV sitting around, you can right now give it away and help the vets. They really need your help. And your car will help support the vets and their families. And guess what? You even get a tax donation. Plus, we'll even come and pick up your car for free. And all you've got to do is pick up your phone right now and make a free call. Now is the perfect time to do something good for the vets. Give back to the vets right now for all they've done for this country. And your old car can really help them. So call the Veterans Car Donation Program right now for free pickup of your vehicle. Help the vets and help your taxes at the same time. Call right now.
800-709-9174. 800-709-9174. 800-709-9174. That's 800-709-9174.
USA Radio News with Lance Pry.
United States inflation data hit a milestone high last month amid surging gas prices and skyrocketing rents climbing to 8.5%. The Bureau of Labor Statistics reported Tuesday the highest rate since December of 1981 and an increase from February's 7.9%. Former President Obama economic advisor Austin Goolsbee on Bloomberg.
It's a trailing average of the last 12 months. So 11 of the 12 months, we already know. All that happens is we drop off 1 month from a year ago, and all eyes really should be on what are those new months coming in and how high is inflation.
The Kremlin's propaganda machine has been working overtime. American intelligence officials are reporting Russia may use the Biden administration's support for Ukraine as a pretext to interfere in U.S. elections come November. We are USA Radio News.
Extend your life with ExtendoVite.
When your doctor tells you you have bad cholesterol or blockages in the arteries, what do? When diet and exercise is not enough, we try medications and hope for the best. For the last two decades, I have been telling people about a natural method to help solve these problems and more. ExtendoVite can help maintain cardiovascular health and lower blood lipid levels in adults. The seven herbs in ExtendoVite are known to work together synergistically to get the results we hope for. There are many testimonials on ExtendoVite's effect on circulatory-related ailments. Get ExtendoVite today to start your journey back to a healthier life. To order, call 1-877-928-8822 or visit heartdrop.com or see us on amazon.com.
Extend your life with ExtendoVite.
We're back with you. Bill Martinez here, 28 minutes before the top of the hour. I've been looking forward to connecting with my good friend, Dr. Michael Brown, to talk about his new book, The Silencing of the Lambs, The Ominous Rise of Cancel Culture, and How We Can Overcome It. Michael, good to have you back with us. How are you?
Oh, great, Bill. Always good to be with you.
Hey, just a little background for some people that are just connecting and hearing about Dr. Michael Brown. What an incredible background and journey of faith that you have experienced going back when you first came to faith in 1971, a Jewish believer in the Messiah. At the time prior to, you were heroin shooting, LSD using, hippie rock drummer, just for fun, right?
Yeah, it was just for fun. I mean, I was into the whole scene, the whole counterculture revolution of the 60s, the rebellion, the drugs, and the rock and roll in particular. And that was my life. I was loving it. I thought I was cool, and our band was going to be this mega success. And God began to convict me of my sin. My two best friends started going to this little gospel preaching church, and God started changing their lives, so I went to pull them out, and God changed my life dramatically. And when I got off drugs, my dad, you know, it was instant by God's power. My dad said, "Well, I'm glad you're off drugs, but we're Jews. We don't believe this." Yeah. So he brought me to meet the local rabbi. Mm. The local rabbi and I became friends, and then he challenged me, "You know, you can't even read Hebrew. Who are you to tell us what to believe?" Mm. So that led to an incredible journey, and over that time, academically, I ended up earning a PhD so I could just dig even deeper into the text and languages, and I spent a good part of my life doing Jewish outreach, debating rabbis. Mm-hmm. In fact, I may have done more public debates with rabbis than any Jew in modern times, and it's just been an amazing privilege. But along with that, my heart's always burned to see the church come alive, to see real revival. You know, when you get saved in a radical way,
right,
and then you experience God's outpouring over the years, you know there's got to be more. You, when you read the Bible, you know, it can't just stop with our kind of wimpy American Christianity. There's got to be something deeper and more. So that's been another thing that's always burned in me. And then seeing the church come alive, we should have an impact on the world around us. And that's what gets me so burdened about the culture. We're the ones that are supposed to shine the light. We're the ones that are supposed to be the salt. So you would think that the presence of multiplied tens of millions of believers in America would make some kind of positive difference. Instead, in many cases, rather than the church changing the world, it seems that the world has changed the church. Mm-hmm. And that's one of the great burdens that I carry.
Well, you're talking about the six churches of Revelation, right? In the book of Revelation, the assessment that Jesus gave, and that is still applicable at this very moment.
Yeah, I mean, five out of the seven churches in Asia Minor, mm-hmm. there is a strong word from Jesus, repent or else.
Yes.
So that's saying something is not right. The fact that we need to do a lot of self-assessment in the Church of America now is nothing new. This has happened before in history, but you know, we need to recognize that the big problem in America is not so much the presence of darkness. It's not so much worldly people doing worldly things.
Yes.
It's the absence of light that is the big issue. And it must start with us. Look, there is no question, and it's in my book, The Silencing of the Lambs, there's no question that cancel culture is really fighting against us. And that in particular, if you are a conservative follower of Jesus in America, there's a target on your back. And there is an attempt to muzzle us, to marginalize us, to silence us, and to cancel us. But another part of the problem is that we have self-censored. Another part of the problem is that rather than us showing a better way, we've done what's convenient. Hey, I don't want to rock the boat. Hey, I don't want to cause any problem or difficulty, so I'm just going to zip it. I'm not going to confront the issues. I'm not going to speak up. Hey, I'm a pastor behind the church. This is a controversial subject. I'd rather not talk about it, lest I lose some of my big givers. Well, mm-hmm. the fact is, this is the world our kids live in and
yes.
our grandkids live in. And they're suffering, and they're encountering a culture that's turned away from God in so many ways. And if we don't show a better way, there's going to be a collapse that they live with, that they experience.
And what are we training them in the manner in which they should go? And thank you for correcting me. I meant to say seven, and you said you did correct me correctly. I misspoke and said six. But it was the seven churches that Jesus had as the chief executive officer of the church. He came in to give an assessment, and this is where each of the churches today, as you're challenging, you know, we're you know, if the shoe fits, then you know, let it be worn and accept Jesus's warning and admonition and do something about it, because no doubt the time is drawing nigh, Michael, here. We're not getting further away from the end of days. We're drawing closer.
Yeah, and look, even if we don't know the exact time frame, right, we don't know the exact day that Jesus is returning, we know that we have one life. And we know that there are consequences of our acts today. Look, there was a recent poll by Barna, and it came out last year. It followed a Gallup poll that had indicated that among folks who identify as Gen Z, or would be in that birth range in Gen Z, Gallup said that 20% of them identified as somewhere in the LGBTQ spectrum. According to Barna, the number was 40%. That identified in that way. Whereas if you go to the baby boomers, it was 3%, and the generation before them, less than 1%. You think, well, shifted? Well, cultural indoctrination.
Exactly.
What shifted is that kids were bombarded from preschool, and then the bombardment of social media, And it's had an effect. And kids are like, well, you know, it spiked tremendously with bisexual. I guess I'm maybe just bi. Mm-hmm. You know, might as well leave my options open. What I'm saying is that there has really been a massive effort to indoctrinate this younger generation. There has been a massive effort to change people's thinking. And because of that, there is now this view that, well, the church, that those are the bad guys. Mm-hmm. And the Bible, that's the bad book. And this God, that's the bad God. And again, when you now speak up and when you say, you know, actually, God really made men for women and women for men, and marriage is the union of a man and woman. They're hater, bigot. Silence them. Shut them up. When you say, you know, a biological male will always be a biological male, ban that person from Twitter. Silence them. Deplatform them. This is another tactic. You say, well, how did it happen? Because so many in the church didn't speak up. Because so many didn't want to hurt his feelings and so on and so forth. We have to speak the truth in love. And Bill, as I was writing Silencing of the Lambs, the first half of the book, it's a real eye-opener. And can I be totally candid here? Normally, please, by the time a new book comes out that I've written, I'm already working on the next book or two, or I've already written another book or two, because it's a process of months before a book comes out. Mm-hmm. So I often want to re-engage with that book when it comes out. So I will actually get the audio book and listen to it with someone else reading it to kind of hear it afresh. Mm-hmm. As I was listening to my own book, I was jarred. I was, oh my, oh my. This is intense. That's the first half of the book, from what's happening on our college campuses, where you have campuses like Harvard, where 1% of the faculty identifies as conservative, but 1%. Mm-hmm. You have other faculty where you don't have any of the faculty identifying as conservative or even Republican. And from preschool up through campus, documented. Big tech, documented. Other things in society, all documented. It's an eye-opener. But the second half of the book is, here's what we can do. Here's how we can make a difference. Here's how we can take a stand. And we really have no choice. We must, otherwise we apologize to our kids and our grandkids.
There is a lot to unpack there, and we will do that, I promise you, on the other side of the break. We're talking with Dr. Michael Brown, his new book, The Silencing of the Lambs, The Ominous Rise of Cancel Culture, How We Can Overcome It. There is a specific strategy, ladies and gentlemen, and we are commanded by God. We're commanded by Jesus himself, the chief executive officer of the church that is on planet Earth today, and we must obey his commandments. Stay with us. We've got more from Michael after this. It's just about 18 before the top of the hour.
If you're a diabetic, we have great news. You can end the painful finger sticks with a new CGM. Plus, they may be covered by Medicare, Medicaid, or private insurance. If you test and inject daily, you may qualify. Call U.S. Med now to learn more.
800-628-7226. 800-628-7226. 800-628-7226. That's 800-628-7226.
Do you love driving, but you hate your expensive car payment? Open Road Lending can reduce your current car payment by as much as $100 a month or more. Yes, it's easy to refinance your current car payment and save up to $100 a month. Could you use an extra $100 a month? Then make this call to Open Road Lending today to learn how you can lower your current car payment. It's easy, only takes a few minutes, and there's no cost or obligation to apply and get approved. You can do it all from the comfort of your home. Call today and see how much you can save.
800-511-6223. 800-511-6223. That's 800-511-6223. Call now. 800-511-6223. Terms and conditions apply. Financing is available with approved credit. See openroadlending.com for details.
Nobody wants to get ripped off, broken into, or robbed, but nobody wants to pay a lot of money to have their home protected either. So let's give you a reason. Save money. For less than a dollar a day with no other costs, you can get your home secured. Plus, get a lifetime equipment replacement warranty. You need protection for your home. Call the Home Security Hotline right now.
800-755-7921. 800-755-7921. That's 800-755-7921.
Americans have the most colorful language in the world. And that vibrant language is our basis for thinking in big ways, new ways, efficient ways, and better ways. Americans have freedom of speech. The pairing of our colorful language and freedom of speech has made us the people and the nation that we are today. Imagine what it would be like not having the freedom to speak our minds, communicate our thoughts and ideas, and hear those from others. Americans have a passion for and yearn for the truth. There are those who want to destroy our freedom and right to hear the truth. The truth is under attack. GCN is under attack. I'm asking our fellow broadcasters and you to rise up and help us defend our right to free speech. Would you like to join us? Please consider visiting SaveGCN.com. Please help us bring you the truth 24 hours per day. I'm Vincent Finelli.
Tahibo Tea Club's original Pure Pau de Arco Super Tea comes from the only tree in the world that fungus does not grow on. As a result, it naturally has antifungal, anti-infection, antiviral, antibacterial, anti-inflammation, and anti-parasite properties. So the tea is great for healthy people because it helps build the immune system. And it can truly be miraculous for someone fighting a potentially life-threatening disease due to an infection, diabetes, or cancer. The tea is also organic and naturally caffeine-free. A one-pound package of tea is $49.95, which includes shipping. To order, please visit shopsupertea.com. The first word is shop, spelled S-H-O-P, then the word super, and then the word tea. The complete website is shopsupertea.com or call us at 818-984-6100 Monday through Saturday, 9 a.m. to 5 p.m. California time. That's 818-984-6100. Shopsupertea.com.
Right here, right now, Bill Martinez.
You know, that's so much about what we're experiencing right now is that, you know, again, we're encouraged. I love the lyric from Danny Gokey and the way he shares it from the very depths of his soul is that maybe you just haven't seen it yet. You think about Abraham taking his one and only son he long awaited for. He takes him up on Mount Moriah as a sacrifice out of obedience to God. And there in the thicket is the ram that was always there. I believe he just didn't see it. And he didn't see it until God wanted him to see it. And it's much the same way that here today, all these many Easters, Michael, all these many Easters that have gone by, and going back to that first Easter, the people had not seen it. And they were distraught and thinking, oh my God, you know, here it is, the king that we thought that was going to lead us out of this worldly oppression is hanging on the cross. But they didn't see what was just around the corner on Sunday morning, Easter Sunday, right?
Yeah, and the fact is, God surprised everybody by what he did. And it wasn't coming with power and force in the human way, but by dying for our sins and then being raised from the dead, that he determined to save the world. And, you know, two things I think of. One is the fact that he's risen is all I need to know. Mm-hmm. That seals the victory.
Yes.
That seals the deal. That guarantees our future forever. And no matter what I face in this world, no matter what comes against us as God's people, no matter what the obstacles are, no matter how daunting, if we're outnumbered a trillion to one, it doesn't matter. Jesus rose. Mm. He is Lord. And if I know that, everything is going to fall into place. The second thing I think of is that God's methods are not our methods. That's why in the Silencing of the Lambs, I have chapters about the weapons that we fight with are not the weapons of the world. Mm-hmm. You know, we don't need to go burning down cities and and march down the streets threatening people to get our job done. And in fact, cancel culture, in the words of singer Nick Cave, she's antithesis. That's why in the book I quote so many people from Bill Maher to Miley Cyrus who are speaking against cancel culture because they see it has no mercy. It has no redemption in it.
Exactly.
We have to show a better way. We have to show the power of forgiveness. We have to show the power of second chance and restoration and mercy. And people will be attracted to that. Often we want to fight the world the way the world fights us. Instead, we need to fight the world with God's spiritual weapons. And that's why we proclaimed, and in fact, this is just in 2 days, Bill, April 14th every year, based on Esther 4:14, National Not Ashamed of Jesus Day. If folks go to notashamedofjesus.org, notashamedofjesus.org, go there today because we've only got 2 days. It's a day when we're reminding people, based on Esther 4:14, who knows if you came into the kingdom for such a time as this. And on this day, we're saying, go out of your way to let it be known that you're a Jesus follower.
Yes.
By wearing something, by bringing a Bible to work, by looking for someone to share the gospel with, by posting something on social media. Let this be a day when we see, wow, there are more of us out there when we realize, be encouraged. Let this be a day where maybe you've been kind of flying a little under the radar. Let it be known, we're here, we're not ashamed, we love Jesus, we love you. Notashamedofjesus.org. I explained the origins of this idea in the silencing of the lambs. But, Bill, our message, our victory is in the gospel.
Mm-hmm. Amen.
Yes, we get involved politically, but primarily our victory is in the gospel.
Our mission hasn't changed. Jesus gave us the Grand Commission. That is what we need to stay focused on. It's the old saying, Michael, obstacles are what you see when you take your eyes off the goal. Jesus empowered, he sanctified that goal, and as long as we're faithful to that, then we're on solid ground. Like you said, when that grave was empty, it was done. It's finished. You know, sin, death is gone. The fear of both of those entities are gone because of what Jesus perfected on the cross on our behalf. You either believe it or you don't. You either believe that Jesus gave us that Grand Commission, and that's what should be our focus, you know, 24/7, 365 a year. That's what we need to, you know, again, and it's easy. I understand it. The cancel culture is so powerful. It's loud. It's annoying. And it can knock us off balance. But God has given us peace that transcends human understanding. And we can rest in this commission and the peace that he's given us.
Yeah, look, there is no greater weapon than the power of prayer and the preaching of the gospel. You say, are you saying don't get involved in culture wars? No. You and I are involved with them every day of the week. I'm addressing them day and night. I've been blacklisted and put on hate lists and all kinds of things. And platforms have been removed from me, you know, where people won't have me because of these issues. No, we're engaged. You say we don't get involved in politics? No. We vote. We make our voices known. Some are even called to serve in politics. But ultimately, that can only go so far in bringing about change. The change we're talking about is more radical. The change we're talking about is more unstoppable. The change we're talking about is more lasting. And that's the change that comes as we become disciples and then go and make disciples.
Exactly.
And there are people right now that are some of our worst enemies that are attacking us day and night, that literally hate us, that will be some of our greatest allies, like the Apostle Paul, who went from persecuting the followers of Jesus to being a persecuted follower of Jesus himself and one of the most influential human beings who ever lived. That's what we are looking to do. So, yes, we get involved in every front. And, yes, we come out of the closet in other ways, not just in terms of our faith, but in terms of our moral views.
Exactly.
Let it be known that we hold certain convictions. Why should it be that the ones that are out and proud are the ones like drag queens reading to toddlers in libraries? That doesn't make sense.
Exactly.
Well, why should it be the ones that are shouting for their rights the most are trans-identified men that want to compete with biological women? That doesn't make any sense. We should be the ones who, above all, are in that sense out and proud and shining our light. And to say it again, we're here. We're not ashamed. We love Jesus. We love
exactly.
You. That message is unstoppable.
Well, politics is downstream the culture. The politics we have today demonstrates that the culture is infected. And in large part, I believe, to your point, your earlier point in the first segment, is the church and people who know better have said, I don't want anything to do with it. I'm just stepping away. We can't afford to step away for lots of reasons. More importantly, it's because Jesus commanded us to get in the fight. We have to get in there. And we have to influence the culture, not the other way around, because when we check out, I mean, look, we know a day is coming, Michael, and that is when Jesus calls whoever he calls up on that day of the rapture and takes the church out of this present existence. Chaos will ensue. Lawlessness will ensue. The incredible things that humanity can do that will make what's happening in Ukraine seem like child's play is what's in the forecast when people of God are taken out of this mere existence and the torment will be immeasurable. That is what's coming. But until then, we must be about the Father's business. We must be obedient to what He's called us to do. And I love what you're doing here in notashamedofjesus.org. You know, we need to recommit in a very demonstrative way, a very believing way, because we know that we stand, it's not on our own power. It is on that dunamis power that raised Jesus from the dead that we partner with to do incredible things, you know, for our families, for our culture, for the kingdom of God.
Yeah, the more I walk with the Lord, and it's over 50 years now, the more it's back to the basics, back to the basics, back to the basics. Look, many of us that are tuned in right now voted for Donald Trump as president in 2016 and 2020, and we made political decisions, and then people look at Trump as the only one who can save America. No. Forget the hype. There's only one who can save America, and it's not Donald Trump, and it's not any politician, and it's not any political party. Mm-hmm. I will stay involved politically. I will stay involved culturally while I have breath, but my hope is not in a political party. Mm-hmm. My hope is not in the political system or a president. My hope is in the power of the gospel, notashamedofjesus.org. It starts with us, and again, once we become known as believers, this is holistic. Yes. That affects what we want to see in the school curriculum in terms of what we believe is good and right. That affects things that happen in the workplace. That affects the media that we take in. That affects what we post, how we live. In other words, this is not just a matter of talking about a message. It's about living a lifestyle. Mm-hmm. It is a good lifestyle. It is a better lifestyle. It is godly lifestyle. It's a costly lifestyle. We've got this American idea that you just add Jesus in and everything gets better. And you can become a rich celebrity if you just add Jesus into your life. Yeah, try that around the world. But take up the cross, follow him. There's nothing like it.
Well, like you say, we find ourselves returning to first principles. And let's not forget 2 Chronicles 7:14. This is the prescription that has been passed down through the millennium. If my people who are called by my name will humble themselves and pray, seek my face, turn from their wicked ways, then will I hear from heaven, will forgive their sin, and heal their land. That is still very appropriate today as it was then, Michael Brown.
It absolutely is. And here's the good news. Things are written around us, but they've gotten us to a point of desperation. They've gotten Christians praying again. They've gotten people realize something's wrong. Let's get it right. In the silencing of the lambs, we lay out a battle plan. We lay out strategies. It's not just the bad news, but here's what we can do to turn the tide.
Well, the book will be linked on our website at BillMartinezShow.com. Dr. Michael Brown, thank you. God bless, my friend.
My joy.
Market have you nervous? With geopolitical conflict and inflation concerns, it's virtually impossible to guess what will happen next. But with Vantage Point, you don't have to. Learn to trade with artificial intelligence. Text the word DEMO to 813813 and discover how to predict stock market trends up to 3 days ahead with incredible accuracy. Whether you trade stocks, options, forex, futures, or crypto, Vantage Point's patented artificial intelligence can give you a massive edge. Text DEMO to 813813. 813-813 to get what you need to stay ahead of the markets and find big moves before they happen. Don't wait. Text DEMO to 813-813.
Trading involves financial risk and is not suitable for all investors. Past results do not guarantee future performance. By texting DEMO, you agree to the terms available at VantagePointSoftware.com/terms and consent to receive calls and text using automated technology. Offers or info by or on behalf of VantagePoint. Your consent is not a condition of purchase and can be revoked at any time. Message and data rates may apply.
The final phase of extermination is set to commence now.